Morning, everyone. Welcome to the Friday, March 13th edition of the MLB Daily Podcast. I'm your host, as always, Adam Martin, and I'll be taking you guys through the latest in the world of mixed martial arts. Crazy 24 hours in the world of sports yet again, and the UFC was definitely impacted by this, as we expected. So there's quite a bit of news to talk about, but I'm going to start with Kevin Lee, because the UFC Brazilian weigh-ins just happened about not even half an hour ago. Lee stepped on the scale a little bit after 10 a.m. Eastern time. He was supposed to step on the scale before that time, and he barely missed the window. They said that, according to media reports there, the doctors did allow him or did know that he was going to come in like at that time. So he was cleared, but he missed weight. He came in at 158.5, so he officially missed weight. He will not cut the extra weight, so he's going to go into this fight at 158.5 pounds. There's no like confirmation that the fight's going to go on as a catchweight, but I'm assuming it is. They did the face-off. They did the stare-down. So you'd have to assume that they're going to allow the fight to continue at a catch weight. Obviously, disappointing news for Lee to miss the weight. He was talking on Twitter saying he was going to, you know, cut the weight and make the weight fine, and he still wanted to fight, even due to the all the precautions being taken for the coronavirus. But he missed weight, so this is disappointing for sure. I mean, it's the second time he's missed weight at lightweight. He also missed it against Edson Barboza a few years ago. Having said that, don't you guys remember what happened when he fought Edson Barboza? He had arguably the best performance of his career. It was incredible, right? He looked amazing, and that fight beat him down for five rounds. So I actually don't really feel like this affects the way I'm looking at the fight. This year alone, most of the fighters that miss weight have won their fights. I don't think it's that much of a disadvantage as some might think, you know, just looking at it like, oh, your guy missed weight, he's probably going to lose. No, I think it's actually an advantage because he didn't have to go and cut that extra 2.5 pounds. He didn't have to suffer to make that extra weight. So I actually am still going to pick Kevin Lee in this fight. My pick was him by knockout on Tuesday during the podcast. And I'm going to stick with that pick. I still think he does knock out Charles Oliveira. In fact, the fact he missed weight makes me like him a little bit more, which is terrible because really the sport shouldn't be about that. It shouldn't be like guy misses weight, you like him even more in the fight. But in this case, I actually do favor Kevin Lee. I mean, Oliveira definitely could win the fight. He has that submission prowess, as we all know. He's incredible on the ground, but I still feel like Kevin Lee's going to catch him with extra weight. It could give him some more power too. So hopefully the fight goes on as a catch weight as expected. And we get to see the fight, but it's just disappointing this way. You want to see guys actually make the weight, and in this case, he didn't. So failed to do his job, but it happens. Also, at the weigh-ins, they showed remember the Bay Malecki fight I was talking about the other day, guys, with Cole and Veronica Macedo? Veronica Macedo right now is a favorite. I think she's minus 160. Malecki's plus 140. Go take a look at that stare down. There's like it looks like they're a foot apart height-wise. It's like you have – it's it reminded me of when Roy Nelson fought Stephen Struve. Roy did win the fight, obviously, but – actually, pretty much anyone against Stephen Struve, but in this case, it's women at 125. They don't have much KO power, so I'm not really worried about that. But you have one fighter's like this, and the other one's like this. Like, I'm taking Malecki in that fight as a dog. She's a 10-inch reach advantage, and physically she looks so much bigger. But the stare down is hilarious to look at. It's like, how are these fighters in the same weight class? Crazy stuff. So obviously, the world's been going a little haywire the last few days due to this coronavirus outbreak. Terrible stuff. A lot of sports being canceled or suspended, NBA, NHL, MLB, college sports, schools are being canceled. I tried going to the grocery store last night to buy some beer, and I did get my beer, which was awesome. There's tons of beer left. There's no toilet paper, which is, like, again, comical to me. I mean, thankfully, we have some at home here, but, you know, people, if they're looking to get some toilet paper, I don't know if they can find it right now. It's like the shelves are empty. It's crazy, right? People are just... they're in a panic. They're fearing. They're trying to stock up and hoard stuff. It's crazy, man. I saw this story today about some people that are buying all the Lysol wipes in Toronto area and reselling them for like four times as much money. Like, it's pretty sick that people are going to stoop that low. But, you know, the fact that people are willing to pay that much says a lot. So it's crazy stuff, but it obviously does affect MMA. You know, Dana White was adamant the coronavirus isn't going to affect our sport. Well, it did. And the first domino fall obviously was Brasilia. The card tomorrow not taking place with fans. Also, the card's been moved up in time. It's actually going to take place on ESPN, big ESPN, in the afternoon. So that's good for us who'd rather watch the card early anyways. But the card at Columbus, of course, was affected, which I was talking about yesterday. I knew this was going to happen. The card's been moved to the UFC Apex. So the card will take place at the Apex right now. That's the plan. Having said that, there's some reports now saying that in Nevada, they're canceling some events too, boxing events, due to large crowds. So, yes, you assume the Apex, because it's privately owned, the UFC can probably get around that somehow. I wouldn't be surprised if that event gets canceled as well. Also, the Khabib-Ferguson fight April in Brooklyn. That fight's that's not going to happen most likely. Right now, it's, you know, again, status quo, but, you know, that card's like less than a month away now at this point, and or it's just a month away, over a month away, actually. But at this point, it doesn't look very likely. Like, a lot of sports leagues are being shut down for 30 days. And in that case, I really hope that fight happens. Imagine we lose Khabib and Tony, not due to injury, but due to the coronavirus outbreak and the precautions being taken. That would absolutely suck. So, crossing my fingers, guys, that it doesn't come to that, but it wouldn't surprise me if it did. So, yeah, UFC Columbus was moved to UFC Apex. So, at least the fights are supposed to still go on. Again, it could be postponed or canceled as well. UFC London next week, that is going on as planned, according to Dana White. So, that card is supposed to happen. But again, would it surprise anyone if they canceled that card too? Like, Dana White's very adamant about having these cards, but to me, it's like, you know, look around the world and look what the other sports leagues are doing. Like, maybe it's not the right time to have these cards. Like, as a selfish MMA fan, I'm happy with it. I get to sit at home and watch some fights on my, you know, TV, and it's great. I get to watch some sports. Like, if you're an NBA fan only or a hockey fan only, you don't get to watch your sport. As an MMA fan, as a sports fan, you still get to watch something, right? Which is pretty good. But yeah, it's definitely a trying time. I just feel like maybe the right call for the UFC was to just postpone everything that's upcoming the next couple of weeks. You know, it would suck for the fighters. Obviously, they want to get paid. And that's the one part about me that's like, okay, I'm glad they're still going on. But at the same time, man, these guys have close contact with each other. Just say someone does have coronavirus. And for what I read, they're not even testing for it for the Brazilian athlete, any of the fighters in the Brazil card this weekend. So, man, that's crazy, right? Like, look what happened in the NBA with the Utah Jazz. Rudy Gobert had it, and then he passed it on to Donovan Mitchell, his teammate. And who else knows who else has it now in the NBA, right? So it's very, very scary stuff. And especially in MMA, where guys are in such close contact with each other. If someone does have it, man, that's bad. Sharing the same locker room, it's scary. It is scary stuff. So, you know, again, like, you'd hope that nothing like that happens and everyone's just fine, but you got to be realistic. Look around the world and look how many, like, high-level athletes and celebrities, quite frankly, are getting this. It's crazy, right? It seemed like only once, like, Tom Hanks and his wife and the NBA players got the coronavirus and people started taking it really seriously. So it's pretty crazy stuff. UFC, of course, like I said, they released their statement yesterday. Bellator also is making some changes. Bellator 241 tonight in Connecticut, close to the public. So no audience. Again, it's going to be weird watching these cards with no fans in attendance. I think you're going to hear the corners a lot more, which could definitely affect the judging. You know, when you have someone that's a really loud cornerman and being adamant that the guy's winning the fight, could definitely affect the judging, which is going to be interesting. But overall, you know, I'm happy the fighters are going to get to fight because they're going to get paid. I'm just not sure if it's the right move to allow these fights to keep taking place based on health and safety. But again, as a selfish MMA fan, you know, it's great for me. I just think that sometimes you kind of got to look past, like, the dollar signs and, you know, really, I think they should have probably postponed the fights and just pay the fighters their show money and rebook the fights for a later date. But again, I'm so happy it's going to happen. We get to watch the fights tomorrow. That's great. I really hope no one gets sick. That would be really bad for the UFC. All right. So we'll see what happens as far as the next couple events. The London card, like I said, is supposed to happen next week. We'll see. In the meantime, though, just a few other pieces of news here. Cody Garbrandt, he was supposed to fight in that Columbus card in his home state of Ohio. He is not going to fight in that card now. So he's out of the fight with Rafael Santos due to an injury, not due to the coronavirus, due to an injury. So that absolutely sucks. When I saw the news he was pulled from the car yesterday, I assumed right away. I was like, oh, man, he's got it, isn't he? Thankfully, no, he is hurt, though, so that does suck. Cody obviously hasn't fought in a while. He really needs to get this fight in because he hasn't fought since last March when he got knocked by Pedro Munhoz. Been over a year now since Cody's fought. So he's supposed to fight a Sun Tzu. It's supposed to be a good fight. But unfortunately, he has kidney problems, which is really sad. So hopefully Cody feels better. Sun Tzu right now does not have an opponent. I don't know who's going to fight. Saw some people saying, like, Sean O'Malley. I think that's too big of a step off. You know, looking at the division, there's a few guys that probably could make sense. Like John Dodson just picked up a win a few weeks ago against Nathaniel Wood. That fight could make sense. Right now, Santos ranked actually number 5. So, you know, number 7, Pedro Munhoz, that would be a good fight. Don't know if Pedro will take the fight on short notice, but that would be a good fight. Rob Font at number 10, that could be a good fight. There's definitely some good fights for him, you know. But again, with the card kind of being up in the air, maybe they just take a Santos off the card and save him for a later date now that Cody's hurt, or maybe they just rebook that fight down the road. One fight that was announced, and this is supposed to happen in June at UFC Austin. So third week of June for this card. you'd hope that this fight stays intact. I mean, that's pretty far away, 3 months away. So hopefully this one goes on. But women's flyweight bout between Ji-Yun Kim and Alexa Grasso. So Grasso moving up in weight after missing weight against Claudia Gadelha in her last fight. Wasn't even able to fight. They scrapped the bout. Alexa Grasso, she's only 26, still very young, but she's been pretty up and down the UFC. She's 3-3, coming off a loss to Carla Esparza. I mean, overall, she has not looked that great in the UFC. She had one really good performance against Karolina Kovalkiewicz. That was her only really like standout performance in the UFC. She's been in the UFC for 4 years, guys, and really hasn't evolved. She's just kind of a boxer. That's all she does. So I don't know. Like, this fight against Ji-Yun Kim, I mean, it's stylistically a pretty fair fight because Kim is mostly a striker, too. Kim is 3-2 in her UFC career. She's actually missed weight in her last two fights. So it's funny, right? Like, Grasso's going to fight someone who's missed weight in her last two fights after missing weight in her last fight, and she's actually missed weight twice. I was surprised they didn't make Kim move up in weight because she missed weight twice. But either way, yeah, Kim's looked pretty good in the UFC, but Grasso, you know, with that boxing background and that just the striking skills, I think I have to favor her a little bit. But Kim definitely is a little bit physically bigger and a little, probably a little bit stronger too. So this is an interesting fight, and UFC is not giving her an easy matchup, Alexa Grasso. I thought they would have given her someone that's like really low ranked at the bottom of the ladder, but they're giving her someone who is actually pretty good and who has a winning record in the UFC. So an interesting fight for sure. I don't know who I favor in this one. I'm assuming Grasso will probably be the favorite at the sports books, but I wouldn't be surprised if Kim won this fight. She's actually like better than a lot of people think. So interesting bouts. Going to see if there's other news here. But yeah, obviously the big news of the day, Kevin Lee missing weight. Just really disappointing. I don't know what to say about that. Here's just checking to see what the reporters are saying. All right, John Morgan. Confirmed with the UFC official, Kevin Lee will not continue to cut, but has been cleared to fight. Oliveira just needs to agree on acceptable fine amount before the fight is official. So probably 30% of Kevin Lee's purse, if I had to guess. That's pretty standard when a guy misses weight. It's usually about 30%, 20 to 30%. He definitely should get some of the money. I hope he's not going to be like, oh, don't worry about it. Let him just keep his money. No, he should get part of it. So yeah, hopefully that happens. But yeah, here's a quote from Glaron Cruz. He asked Oliveira's coach Dana Lima if DuBronx will agree to the fight. He said, we're talking about, we came here for war. So it seems like they want to have the fight too, obviously, and that should be pretty good. I just hope it happens, right? Let's see here, what else? You know, a lot of people were not too happy with Dana White's comments yesterday, his little statement. I feel like the UFC took too long to release the statement, personally. You know, like, I get that they wanted to kind of see what the other sports leagues were doing, but, you know, once NBA announced that they were, like, suspending their season, the UFC really should have came out with a statement. Like, fans, media, fighters, everyone's wondering what's going on, and then Dana White comes out with one, like, really late last night, like, at, like, 9:30 p.m. So, really, you should have came out with something earlier, but at least they finally did say something. I just think that it kind of shows that the UFC is not really at that major league level yet. You know, as much as Dana White likes to think so, and as much as we do, as well as fans, and we'd like to believe that the UFC is at that level, it just really isn't, you know. And this is another example of how it's not. And also, the other thing I wanted to say was, you know, I saw a lot of people saying postpone the fights. And here's the problem with that, and cancel fights too, straight up cancel them. The problem with that is the fighters won't get paid. And that's the thing that I talked about yesterday in the podcast. It's what worries me. The fighters won't get paid. The fighters need to get paid. The fighters have to fight to get paid. It's not like other sports where these guys are, like, for the most part, making a lot of money and they're still going to get paid because they're on guaranteed contracts. So they'll still get their money. Like the NHL, for instance, the minimum salary in the NHL, I think, is $700,000. $700,000 the minimum salary, right? Like, how many fighters are making that in the UFC? Not too many, just like high caliber guys. So people have to realize that. Like, for the hockey players and basketball players, I think their minimum salary is like 1.5 million or something, that like on a guaranteed deal. You know, obviously they can sign 10 day contracts too, which for a fraction of the amount. But even a 10 day contract at the minimum is like 50,000 or something. I don't know, it's something like that. Like, it's like a bonus basically in the UFC. So, you know, these guys are still getting paid pretty well. I mean, baseball, you know, is another example. They're spending their season, their minimum salary is like 560,000 or something. Like, again, that's, you know, well-deserved for those guys because they grind and, you know, they've worked hard to make money like that, and their unions worked hard for them to make that money. But that's the minimum salary. For a UFC fighter, that's like possibly, you know, a few years of grinding and winning fights. So that's why UFC fighters need to fight. That's why you see guys like Kevin Lee and Anthony Rocco Martin going on their social media saying, you know, I want to fight. We don't care about the coronavirus. We want to fight because they need the money. They actually really need it. So anyways, I think that's going to be it for today. I don't really see anything else here as far as Kevin Lee goes and Charles Oliveira. It just seems like Oliveira's going to accept the fight, but they just don't know how much to fine him. So that's a good thing here. But yeah, we'll see what happens. So yeah, again, that card's supposed to start a little bit earlier tomorrow than usual. Anyways, guys, thanks again for tuning in. And I want to say that yesterday, myself and Nick Kalikas, we did a podcast at like 4 in the afternoon, and Nick broke some odds for his opening odds for Henry Cejudo versus Jose Aldo and Amanda Nunes versus Felicia Spencer. So definitely go check that out. Also, Nick gave me his thoughts on what happened last week because he did have bets on Romero and Jacek, and I wanted to hear his thoughts on them. He gave me some pretty candid thoughts on those fights and what he thought about his bets. So definitely go back and check that out. And again, on Tuesday, we broke down the fights here on the podcast. Go and check that out. In the meantime, you guys can follow me on Twitter at MMAdamMartin, and I'm available at MAOddsBreaker.com, BJPenn.com, and MMAratings.net. Guys, have a great weekend. Enjoy Bellator tonight and enjoy the UFC tomorrow. And I'll be back Monday, and hopefully nothing else crazy happened. And I'll take the last questions here from you guys, and then I'll get out of here. A few questions from Kinsiro Ryodoji and Marcus. These, for some reason, just popped up right the last second. I don't know if that was a delay or something, but Kevin Lee, one of those type of losers when he misses weight. Not true, because he destroyed Edson Barboza when he missed weight. Marcus, how much do you see it impact the coronavirus have an impact on the betting industry? Huge, absolutely massive. I mean, there's no sports going on, right? Like, people are bored. They want to bet on stuff. So yeah, it has a big impact on the betting industry, but it has a big impact on the sporting industry and a lot of people. And then last thing here, Adrian Kapoor, Zombie Ortega in Texas. I mean, that sounds pretty good to me. I wouldn't mind that fight at all, guys. So this should be a good one. Anyways, that's going to be it for today's show, guys. Thanks again for tuning in. I appreciate the questions, and I'll see you guys Monday. Have a great weekend, everyone. Stay safe. Bye.